Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Suit on.
Looking like the trap dog.
Giving them all on.
Dress
like the $1 million bucks.
Bucks.
Got things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Hell, man. Back in business, too, man. Whew. Man, how good is God? I mean, really, if you think about it, in spite of all that's going down in your life, first of all, it could be worse. But secondly, sometimes you have to remember, and I've just had to have this conversation with myself this morning, That's how I'm fresh on this one right here. When a challenge faces you, or you going through a difficult moment, or you didn't hit a bump in the road, in the middle of that, if you can manage to be grateful, it would take you a long way. Gratitude is a powerful resource. If you can be grateful in the middle of it, gratitude is a powerful resource. When it's dim for you and it got a little bumpy on the road and you ran into some obstacles and you done ran up into some detour signs and your journey ain't smooth as it was last week or last year, you gotta be grateful for the things that are going right and that have gone right, and for the thing that's wrong right now to get right. Man, can I share that with you? Man, is that a tough one to learn? It is for me. It has been one of my toughest challenges, is to learn how to be grateful, because it's a powerful resource, but how to be grateful in moments of despair when it ain't going right. See, here's a mistake I would make. See, when something go wrong, I want to focus on the wrong so much in an attempt to fix it. But even then, the focus ain't always in the fix it. The focus becomes, man, this is bad. Man, I can't believe this is happening. Why does keep going down? That doesn't fix anything. You know, milling over it, going over what's wrong, explaining it, sharing it with your friends, you know, making it sound worse than it is. Tell the story for pity from other people. All of that right there has nothing to do with the fix. Sometimes you're just mulling over it. You're just making it worse. You're just making it a bigger problem. You're manifesting it into your atmosphere. You're putting it out there in your spirit. Now all of a sudden it consumes your day. Next thing you know, you're having a bad day. If you're having a bad day, it's because you've been having some bad thoughts. So what I've had to learn how to do and what I'm working on this morning is I'm working on this situation that done cropped up. I was going kind of smooth here for a minute, and now I done got real bumpy in the road, you know, and all this here. So what I'm thinking about now, though, is even though I've hit a bump in the road, and even though I done ran into a detour, and even though I've hit this lull, I'm going down into a valley, I ain't up on the peak, can I not still be grateful for all the things that God has given me, for all the things he's done for me, for all the things he's brought me through, and realizing that even this that's happening to me again is going to pass too. He gonna get me through that too. Come on, man. God is a good God, man. It's a lot to be grateful for. So while I'm tripping on this bump in the road I done hit, what I got to remember is all the things he's done for me. And like I say, my saying is joy and depression cannot reside in the same place. So instead of being down about this new bump in the road, if I'm constantly filling my mind with the thoughts of how good he's been to me, of what all he's done for me, of all the things he's brought me through, of all the blessings he's presented me with. When I go down that list, I really don't have a lot of time to mull over the situation. Now, do I have to fix this bump in the road? Of course I do. Are there some things I'm going to have to do to straighten it out? Of course it is. But Steve, just go on and get the business of doing it and straighten it out. What you mulling over and worrying about it for? You know, old people, I heard old people say something when I was growing up in the church. They say, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. But if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. That's an amazing thing. And prayer just happens to be my weapon of choice. Now, it ain't always been that way. I want you to understand that. My first weapon of choice was, you do it to me, I do it to you. You call me out, I call you out. You say something bad about me, I've tried to find you and say something bad about you. That was my weapon in the past. How did that work out for you, Steve? Not so good. Because you know what? I spent a lot of time fighting back, kicking back, swinging back, when I could have spent all that time climbing. See, all you're trying to do at the end of the day, folks, is have a better life than the one you got. All you're trying to do is improve your position in life. You know, it's not my business to make sure you don't get where you're going. I ain't got no time for that. It's not my job to assure that you ain't as high as me. I ain't got no time for that. Your real mission and purpose is to have the best life that you can have, to ascend to the highest plateau that you can get to make your family as comfortable as you can, to provide as much as you can for your family, but legally. See, those of us that are sitting up here trying to come up with sideways, you can ask a couple million men sitting in prison today how they wish they hadn't have done that. And they'll tell you, oh, man, I wish I never had did it. I knew not to go down there. Something told me not to go down there. Man, if I could change things, I would. But they sitting somewhere doing some time that had they made another decision, they wouldn't have to do. Now, that don't make them throw away people. Nah, man, because everybody make mistakes. And God is in the forgiving business. And some of us have done some things that really broke the law and a whole lot of other things and deserve to do some time. But through the grace of God, we didn't. But now we sit up here and we pass judgment on people who got to do some. Man, I don't care. I don't care what you've done. God can forgive anything. But our position, our motivation in life is to try to have the best life we can have and provide for those around us and make it comfortable. If that's your ambition, you don't have time to worry about or concern yourself with another person. And I wasted time doing that. And that's not the way to get it done. It's simply mind to your business. Taking care of you and getting yourself right and tight is 24/7. So that's a full-time job. So what I had to learn was, and what I've, the reason I've chosen prayer as my weapon of choice now, is that now prayer helps me that I don't have to fight back. Now, if I get cornered, I'm gonna fight you. I ain't even gonna lie to you. And I'm still working on some things that trigger me, you know. You know, so I'm slowly getting better at that. But I've learned that my weapon of choice is prayer now. So when it happens ugly for me, I pray about it. When it get tight and dismal for me, I pray about it. And the thing about prayer, man, is prayer changes things. Yes, it does now. Read about it and try it. That's the deal, okay? Come on. Prayer is a wonderful weapon.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the beginning of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The show is beginning a little bit different today because I am starting at the tone that I don't normally tone in. Toning is important. Tony. Well, enough of that. What y'all doing today?
What?
Surely it's good to be here. Oh, mighty man. Grateful, filled with gratitude, woke me up. I ain't at my best right now today, but I'm here.
We got you. We got
and you. I'll take it. I will take it. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, Kia Spates, the legend of Nephew Tommy. Junior, what could possibly be on your mind today?
Gifts, you don't really have people to get you really good gifts. They'll give you gifts. Do you know how to give them back? You just take them and walk off. Like, that's what
I just take them. I'm not, you know, you give me a gift that suck. I don't, please don't be in my face. Because it will register.
You like it. Yeah.
Mm. It's gonna register.
Like yeah, I like people. If you're gonna give me a suck gift, drop it off. Yeah. Don't hand it to me and instead open it. I can't stand that.
That reaction.
Go ahead, open it. And then they sit there with that little primp look on their face like they ready for the explosion.
Yeah. You like it?
Come on, you got to like it.
This you know, and if it ain't there, you know, it's just, it's hard sometimes because you want to appear grateful, you know, that, you know, that somebody even thought of you. And then you want to remember, you know, it's a thought that counts. You right. want to think about that. But then, you know, all that don't matter when you get a ragged-ass gift. Yeah, Tommy.
Okay, but what about when somebody then brought us some food or a cake or a pie and now they want us to sit there and cut it and eat it right then?
Yeah. First of all, let me tell y'all people who can cook. I appreciate you cooking. I bet you can cook. But we not finna eat it. We just want to let you know that. Well, cause we don't know where this pie cake cookies come from. I made these for y'all. Thank you so much. Set it down. You know how much food I done left at radio shows? Remember when we used to go out? You know how much food I done left? Yes. How many cakes is in that driver's? I gave it to the driver. Oh, man. I had one driver told me, oh, man, I heard of this lady. Good, because I ain't.
They found out you like red velvet. Everywhere we went, somebody was bringing a red velvet cake.
The only lady we would eat from is in Detroit, the cookie lady in Detroit. Cookie lady. That was the only person I ate food from, cookie lady in Detroit.
Because don't you remember that post? It was a couple of years or so ago where these people were washing these greens or chitlins or something in the bathtub, and they posted that picture.
That's why you can't eat everybody cooking. You cannot.
You cannot. They had them in their bathtub cleaning them.
Well, you know, cleaning chitlins in the bathtub ain't a bad deal, Shirley. I've seen that many times.
You have? Yeah. I've never seen that, except for that one time.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Especially if you gotta do like more than 2 20-pound tubs. You know, you can't put that.
But in the tub that you take a bath in? Okay. Yeah. We're moving on. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour. We'll start the show off with the nephew and run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with Run That Prank Back and the Nephew. What you got, nephew?
Look at the time. Already, it's time to be stupid. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, parasites. Parasites. Cat, dog, if you would.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Brian. Brian.
Yeah, is he?
Hey, Brian, this is Dr. Jacob. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I hear you, Dr. I'm doing good.
Okay. Listen, you actually came in maybe like 2.5 weeks ago here to my office and got a physical for life insurance.
Yeah, right. Everything okay?
Well, everything's been pretty good. I'd like to see if I can get you to come in and I everything's gonna be fine, but I got a small procedure we'd like to do to actually right now you're not approved for your life insurance until this procedure's done. So if you don't mind coming in, we'd like to get you taken care of. When can I schedule you to come in? Like maybe tomorrow or the following day?
Yeah, what kind of procedure is it?
Well, actually, I don't know if you've heard of it. This is an ocheostomy.
Nah, I got something. That's got something to do with my eyes? What's that?
So it's got something to do with your what now?
That's something to do with my eyes. I ain't even heard of it. What's that?
No. Ocheostomy has nothing to do with the eyes. No, nothing at all. We found a little bit of parasites in a particular area, and what we want to do is make sure we just remove it completely, and you'll be fine. You'll get your life insurance. You and your family will be great. So can I get you to come in tomorrow or maybe Thursday afternoon?
That's fine. What area I found the parasites in?
Actually, one of your testicles has some parasites. So what we're going to do is what's called a ocheostomy. An ocheostomy is actually removing that testicle completely, and then everything will be fine. It's all confined, and we'll be able to remove it. You'll be on your way. You'll get your life insurance, and everything will be fine, okay? Like I said, can I get you to come in tomorrow?
My testicle?
Well, only one, and it's not going to take long. It's a 30-minute procedure, but we want to get you to come in tomorrow or the next day. Can we get you to, what day are you available?
I just went for a routine physical. How I got to remove a testicle?
Sir, you know what? Oftentimes when people come in for life insurance, these type of things happen. So we want to get you in and get it out as quickly as possible.
Man, I went in for a routine physical, man. Y'all weren't supposed to be checking all this extra stuff, man. I get a parasite in my testicle. Y'all going to remove a testicle, man? I'm 25, man. My wife, we ain't got no kids, man. We trying to build it. I got to remove a testicle?
Let me say this to you, Brian. You're going to be completely fine. You'll be able to create children. You'll be able to live a normal life. You know, you'll just be, you won't have all of them, but you'll have enough to create children. You understand?
Nah, man, I ain't going, I can't come in for that. Nah.
Sir, is there any way I can get you in tomorrow afternoon, or the Thursday afternoon, so we can kind of get this thing taken care of and we can get you moving on your way and the people can get the life insurance papers together and so forth?
Nah, man. Man, we ain't rescheduling. Man, I need a second or third opinion on that, man. You talking about taking away one of my... Man, we ain't rescheduling nothing, man. I'm going to need to see another doctor, man. That's some...
Sir, you can go around the entire city and see several doctors. I'm here to tell you, you're just going to be wasting time. I'm going to try to knock this thing out for you.
Knock it out? I ain't agreed to nothing. This some... Man, y'all just doing this to get money, man. This is scheduling nothing, man. I need a second or third opinion. This is bull.
Brian, I tell you, if you come in and let me get this thing taken care of, you know, I have you back, you know, big ball and shot calling before it's all over, you know?
What the big ball and shot calling, man? I told you, man, I ain't going in for none of that, man. I'm supposed to tell my wife, man, this ain't cool, man. I ain't going in for that, man. I'm rescheduling, man.
You rescheduling? What do you mean you're rescheduling, sir?
I'm getting another opinion. I ain't going in for that.
Okay, but I'm trying to make you a big baller, shot caller, you know?
Man, what is your name? Man, you supposed to be a doctor. You're making little jokes, man. You're doing a little play on words, man. That ain't even funny, man. I'm calling the insurance company and telling them they send me to a doctor, man. Man, you think you're funny. It ain't funny, man. You're over here making little jokes. Man, that ain't funny, man. I'm taking a pain, man.
After getting all of the work that we got, the blood work, the urine work, the complete physical, that's when we realized that you had parasites in a particular area. So what we're trying, I'm trying to make humor in it just to make you feel a little bit more comfortable. I apologize. All right?
Man, that ain't funny, man. You ain't the one losing no, man, that ain't funny, man. If I had a situation, the nurse would have told me then. Y'all ain't tell me nothing, man. You had me thinking I'm all good. Now you telling me I got to come in to remove a testicle, man.
We had to run tests on you, sir. We got tests back. Well, you do have the parasites, and what we want to do is make sure we get them completely cleared out. The only way I can clear that out is to remove that testicle.
You, man, this some man. I ain't got no parasites, man. This, man, y'all be running all these tests on me, man. I'm going to another doctor, man, because this, man, I ain't got no parasites, man. All these tests y'all talking about, y'all running me, I got to remove them. That's some you over here making jokes. That's why I know you a doctor, man. I ain't got no parasites, man. I'm calling my insurance. I'm telling them I ain't dealing with your man, because you, man, I ain't got no parasites, man.
Brian, let me make you understand something clearly here. It's my job as a physician that if the patient doesn't come to me, it's my job to come to you and extract the problem. You're leaning towards me having to come to your home and extract the problem.
Man, what you want to come to my mother house, man? You a what you want to step with the house, man? Try to test this, man. You doctor, man. I'm going to another doctor. I'm getting another test, and they go, I ain't got no parasites, man.
Sir, you got the parasites, and you only have 24 hours for me to get there.
I ain't got
you, sir, I have to move on this quickly, Brian, okay?
Dude, I'm not going to tell you that again. I ain't got no parasites, man. I've been with my girl 3 years. She ain't got me. I ain't got no parasites, man.
It's not something that's transmitted. It doesn't come from another human being. It just develops in one out of every 3 or 4 million people. You actually have it, Brian. I got to extract it from you.
You try to tell me I'm the one out of 3 million? Man, you're not going to come to my life like that. I ain't got no parasites, man.
Brian, there's something else that you have that I haven't told you about. There's something else I need to tell you.
What the I got? You just told me I got parasites. What else do I got?
Brian, you just got pranked. You just got pranked by nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Anika, got me to prank phone call you.
I mean, man.
You ain't even got to say nothing to me. I know what I just did. You ain't got to say nothing. Go ahead. Go on to the next break. You ain't got to say nothing about what I know. All what right. I did.
appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, the one and only Steve Harvey. Steve, this one is from John in Mississippi. He says, my wife and I have been separated for over a year, but she moved back in with me after she got laid off. I got the house because I caught her cheating on me. I never got upset with her. I just put her out, and me and the kids have been better off since then. Now that she's back in the home, she doesn't want my girlfriend to come over. I told her that she has no say-so, and she should be glad she has a roof over her head. She's been very rude to my girlfriend, and I want to put her out. Would I be wrong?
Hell no, you wasn't wrong. She cheated on you?
Yeah.
What you take her back for?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you going to stay with the dude you cheated with?
Right.
She back over here for?
They're never available. The one you cheated with is never available.
Don't make no sense.
Mm-mm.
All right. You wouldn't be wrong. Put her ass out. You cheat on me and I put you out. You can trust and believe you ain't coming back.
Maybe he has a soft spot.
You better be lucky it's just one of them over here.
Really, Steve? Okay, playa.
That's what we're doing.
Clem in Lake Charles.
The reason there's a lot of them over here because the kids like everybody.
You know, they're so sweet. Clem in Lake Charles, Louisiana says, I'm a 49-year-old married man, and I have a birthday weekend planned for my 50th in June. Me and my boys are going to Miami to kick back, eat good, drink, and talk a lot of smack. Well, my wife doesn't understand why we're going to Miami to have a good time. We're both married. We've been married for 14 years, and I have never had a boys' weekend, so she's suspicious. Do I owe her an explanation? I don't say anything when she takes girls' trips.
Dog.
Mm. Mm. So she takes trips.
She take girl trips.
Mm-hmm.
You take boy trips. You going to Miami.
Uh-huh.
This is his first fella's trip, though, dog.
Sir, let me explain something to you. Miami can't be your first trip.
The sexiest city in the U.S.
Yeah, you got to go slow. Y'all don't want to go Kansas City or nothing.
Chattanooga.
Y'all don't want to go Mississippi, go Graceland or something. Miami.
That's in Memphis.
Boy, let me tell you something. Go down on Lincoln Square and just pull up a chair. Get yourself a cigar and pull up a chair. You're going to be there all night. And then get over there on South Beach, go down to that hotel with them sheets around them day beds.
Uh-huh.
They'll be blowing in the wind, and go out there and get your ass a cocktail.
What is this?
And try to make it back home. Burn all your shirts, though.
Why
shirts?
Burn?
Oh, you're going to have something on
them. Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Mm-hmm. Lipstick.
Perfume.
But now, if you get lipstick on your collars, listen to me, fellas. Buy yourself a pack of white bread.
Like
white bread take lipstick out of college. Just need to know that.
Mm. Okay, so you've done this trick before.
Going to the store.
Done it.
Buy a loaf. Makes it get tough.
Used to drive around with bread in the car.
Oh, they weren't for making sandwiches. Okay.
Hell no.
All right. Joy in Dover, Delaware says, I'm in my mid-50s and my husband and I lost the spark in our bedroom. He suggested we try a threesome with the young lady that cleans our home. This young black lady had applied for a job at his company, but she was underqualified, so he offered her a job as a sort of a house cleaner, errand girl. But I'm concerned that she's been doing other duties for him, if you know what I mean. Why else would he suggest a threesome with her? Mm-hmm.
God. So what's she asking me? Is this a question or is she just making a statement?
She's making a statement, but she wants you to confirm or deny her suspicions.
I can't confirm or deny that. I don't know if the man having a relationship with her at all. But he brought her up specifically as the threesome.
That's what Wifey now, is saying.
So now, do you mean that he gonna have to now take the idea to her? Or do you think he already know it's a go? See, which one you think it is? Either way, you got a damn problem.
Yeah.
Because first of all, if you want to add some spice, why is her name at the top of the damn list?
That's what she wants to know.
Exactly.
I mean, what? He been looking at her?
He been doing more.
What's happening?
That's what she thinks. No. She thinks it's more than that going on. Yeah.
Well, you know, man, you'll find out in a couple of years. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he did. He had a whole son.
That little maid's boy looked just like Arnold.
He really does. He really
9 years old, just as muscular.
That
little
damn
boy just stood up there looking just like the Terminator. Yeah.
He ready for Baby Olympia.
All right, we're moving on. LaToya in Philly says, I'm a single mom of a middle schooler and a high schooler. My children's father has visitation rights, but he hasn't spent much time with them since they're older. I have a work trip coming up, and I needed him to keep the kids for a week, and he said no. He said he'd need advance notice because he's living with his girlfriend now, and her five-year-old child is in the bedroom that was for our children. How can he choose her kid over ours? Wow. What a loser.
Well, that's messed up. You know, you got two kids, and you know, you don't need no notice, cause the bedroom got them your kids.
Yeah, they all getting it again.
I think it's me. Yeah, here come your brother.
Yeah. Scooch over.
Scoot me, dish your sister. Say hi. Yeah. Now go in there and play.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who else is going to keep them? He's horrible. What a dad.
Yeah, you're denying your kids. He sucks.
Yep.
Yeah. Truly. I ain't got
no
answer.
What should
she
do?
I don't know.
Wow.
He don't want to keep his own kids. I can't make a man not be trifling over the air.
Not enough time.
No. All right, CLO.
There's some other stuff here.
Yeah. All right, CLO, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Personality is more important than looks to most people. While a lot of us are overly concerned about how we look, especially when it comes to finding a mate, it turns out looks really aren't everything. In fact, a new Planet Fitness poll finds that 92% of people say they prefer a partner with a good personality to one with a great body. Overall, 81% of people say they're looking for a partner with a good personality, while 76% want one with a sense of humor. There you go, Steve, with a positive attitude. And 73% open-mindedness, 62% also important characteristics for a mate. So I got to ask you, Steve. I got to ask Junior and Tommy. You guys chime in, too. What's the most important thing you're looking for in your significant other?
Well,
and really, how important are looks?
Personality is critical.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to need you to be cute, too, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because what I'm not going to be doing is sitting up in here with your ugly ass just because you're nice.
Because you got a nice person.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit up and do all that. Yeah. You know, I got you nice. But, you know, you're horrid.
That used to be the standard. If someone wasn't cute, that you'd ask them, are they cute? You say, well, they have a nice personality.
That mean they was ugly, Shirley.
That ain't cute.
I know.
That's all that meant right away.
But
now, I would prefer personality over, you said, a great body.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my body got flaws. I can accept a flaw on your body. That ain't no problem. Couple of flaws, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So I ain't worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 92%.
But in the face, though, yeah, just rolling over every morning.
looking at that.
No, 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 no. Y'all I'm gonna stupid. Need something now.
Till death do us part.
Yeah. Kill me now.
Till you die, baby.
Yeah. I'm till every I die. Morning.
And what I'm not gonna do is die every morning you wake up.
Well, I mean, that's so
but
odd
it's to every
me.
Day you die.
Yeah.
Every
I need
day.
For you out of makeup to resemble the person in makeup. I need that.
Okay, so we know men are visual. We got that. Men are very visual.
Women are too, Shirley.
Okay, and I
Let's
was that's
not
what
lie.
I That's what I was coming to. And you guys, all of you guys, well, with the exception of Tommy, you guys say you're not cute. So where are we now?
No, I'm not cute.
I ain't
and
cute.
Tommy
we
not
still
cute
with
either.
Them not cute and I'm as cute. What is
Tommy.
We what was what?
Tommy, you're not
You're not
cute.
Gonna make me ugly.
It ain't
Black
making
History Week.
Tommy,
Black
I didn't
History
make you.
I'm
you
not,
was born that way, Tommy.
I wasn't
not
born
cute.
No Okay.
Okay, okay, Tommy, let me ask you a question. List your flaws.
Damn, my flaws.
It might take a minute.
It's limited.
Talk amongst
Come
yourselves.
Come on, Tommy. If I have one. Come on, boy.
My shoulders ain't, like, nice, you know.
My hamstrings, of course, is
gone to hell.
See, your shoulders ain't good, ain't like my shoulders.
No, you got broad. You wide. Now, you wide. I ain't got that.
Come on. Your shoulders. Okay.
Come on.
Your
shoulders.
My phone start with SH. Come on.
So far, it's just shoulders.
Well, the other one start with SH.
What?
Shoulders and Come on.
Listen. First of all, I'm not short, but short can be sexy. So let's not kill that, okay? You don't have to be tall to be sexy. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not tall, but I'm not short.
No, women don't have to be tall to be sexy.
Right.
No, I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about people, period. There's short,
men
pretty
and women.
Women.
Yeah, what do you mean people,
there's
period?
Short, there's short, sexy.
There's
short, sexy women, and there's good-looking, shorter men. What are you talking about? What is wrong with
you? We're just at the shoulders, though.
Go ahead. Finish up. You shoulders. What else wrong?
It's another one starting to stage up.
Lower back ain't where it ought to be. Got hair on it. You know, it's just some
things. Well, you can't see your lower back because of your other flaw.
Come on. It's another one with an S.
Come on.
Does he need help, Steve? Because...
Okay, here we... You finna claim I got a high
Steve.
Behind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a high behind.
No, I don't claim
what?
Nothing. You can't see your lower back. If Tommy, when you put your belt on, if your belt buckle is lower than the top of your ass, what do you think that's from?
Them just bad belts.
Bad belt
is what you
bad meant to say. Belts.
Okay,
belts.
Tommy, let me help you with your shortcomings. Your flaws
Literally.
Is your shoulders, you got a high ass, you're short, and your profile.
Dang.
Profile.
That's all of me. What is you talking about?
What do you mean profile?
Yeah, I mean look at
when
it.
When he turns to the side?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never noticed.
Okay, ladies, look at me from the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you see anything he talking about?
What are you saying? What's wrong with his profile, Steve?
You don't see a jawline.
Oh,
he see how his chin runs straight down into his chest.
My son said that. I don't have a chin. So that make me ugly though?
We're chinless. I don't know.
We're,
just get over here.
We
man.
Should have chins in life.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay. Yeah. Our family not famous for that. My profile, toe up.
So, how much do chins cost?
You get implants all day.
Yeah. So if I get a chin, no then I'm...
No, he don't need no implants.
Yeah. If I get a chin, then I look good?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Okay, so it ain't the chin.
You're supposed to be encouraging him.
He ain't encouraging nothing.
No.
Well, I didn't say I was going to encourage you. I said list your shortcomings. You seem to be struggling. Shoulders short, high ass, and your profile. And your hamstrings is gone.
What is yours?
And your jumping ability is spot.
What are
gone.
Yours?
Just get some more money.
I got big lips. I got a full nose. My profile is shot. My stomach cannot seem to get reduced.
Okay, we gotta go. This could take forever.
You just fine right off.
Right, because I know that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather, guys. Would you rather have your areola pierced, okay?
Areola?
Or, yeah, your areola pierced. Or would you rather have a tattoo inside your lip? Which one you think would be
what
more
is,
painful?
What is it?
Oh, you know, your oratory. Is that it's on your nipple?
Yeah.
Tattoo. Yeah. Any idea how long that'll take? No, no. You know how much ink?
Oh yeah.
How much ink we gonna have to use?
Yeah. A lot.
Do you know how much we can put on here? I'll be all week.
You get your chest pierced on?
Dog, I can put Psalms. 23rd Psalms on my lip.
That's
the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk
the whole thing
in the shadow of death.
Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy
all of me. All of my life.
You know how much lip that is?
Dog, you know how much lip I got? And if I pull it down, woo, boy, let me tell you something.
Okay, so definitely your areola will be pierced. All right.
I was a little boy. This is how I knew I had big lips. I was a little boy. You know how you hang your head out the car when it's driving sometimes? And it normally just take y'all's breath away. I almost got smothered because my lips went back up over my nose. And I almost got smothered like that.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather have your wife ignore you for 3 days? Or would you rather have your wife, you and your wife argue for 3 days?
Ignore me. You know how much peace and quiet.
Any man would say ignore me.
But you guys don't like the silent treatment either.
Ignore me.
You just prefer it over arguing.
Yeah, both of them paying.
And extend that 3 for me, please.
You'll take 6 days
I'll take
500.
All right. Would you rather take cold showers every day or warm bubble baths just twice a week?
Warm bubble baths twice a week.
Yeah, B.
You little funky self. Oh, you're something else to clean. You little
funky. Well, you always talk about how clean you are. You go on in there and take that cold shower if you want.
I'm going to take them. I'm going to take them cold showers.
Well, one thing about me, there's nobody ever says Steve Harvey stank.
If you get down to these 2 days, you're going to stink.
Your reputation that I won't. Well, whatever. It'll be a first.
I'm kind of watching you.
It'll be a first, but I'm not going to be in that cold shower because how long you think I can do this here?
They say cold showers are good for you, though.
For who?
Yeah,
I heard that. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, it's good for inflammation, all of that. Mm-hmm. All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, it's time for Comedy Roulette, guys. Jay, please set it up for us.
I can't do this without explaining it because we have new listeners that are not familiar with how this game go. I mean, new people tuning in right now don't know what we're doing. So what I'm going to do now is explain how it works. Take 4 subjects, put it on the wheel, spun the wheel, where it stopped, we'll do it. And the reason we can do this is because Junior's a comedian, I'm a comedian. Tommy's a comedian, and Steve's the king of comedians. Watch it.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is how it goes. See, Junior's a comedian, I'm a comedian, Tommy's a comedian, and Steve is a king of comedians.
All right. Before he gets really mad,
Junior's
let's
comedian,
go.
Tommy's
these
comedian,
are the subjects, okay? Number one, things people say if they've been in jail a long time.
Oh, that's a
number
good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Number two, lies men tell when they're caught looking at another woman. Ooh, I want it. Ooh. Number three, excuses men say when they're not getting a lot of sex.
Oh, man.
That's another good one.
That's another good one. These are good. Number four, things people say when they don't have cable. Wow.
Oh,
all
these all
right,
are good.
Jay.
Spun it, Jenny. Spun it.
I want the last
cable.
When they don't
cable.
Cable. Yeah.
Cable.
That's the one I want. Oh, it stopped. Oh, this is a good one. Number two, lies men tell when they're caught looking at another woman. Let's go.
Here we go. Let me start it off. Here you go. Here.
Go.
Girl, I wasn't looking at her. I was going to get you a pair of pants just like that. And I just wanted to make sure if those are the ones. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, exactly how it goes.
These men say.
These men say. When they caught looking at another woman. Mm. Baby, look at her. Okay?
That's it.
Who need all they abs showing? Look at her abs showing. Why? For what?
You're saying abs, right?
Who need all her abs showing? Why?
Yeah.
Come on.
Your
now.
Abs ain't showing.
Yeah.
The only reason why I'm looking at her, because, you know, my cousin Rolanda, that had died. Look just like her.
Oh, okay.
My cousin Rolanda looked just like her. That's why I'm staring at her so hard.
You thought it was Rolanda at comeback.
I thought it was Rolanda.
All right, come on, Steve.
Babe, why are you looking at her? Her ugly? You think I'm looking at her ugly?
Marjorie, don't you ever divorce this man. Yes. Yes.
Things men say when they're caught looking at another woman. I got a crook in my neck, and every now and then it just jerk from left to right. So that's all that is. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Oh, you got a crook in your neck. All right.
Last men tell when they caught looking at another woman. Babe, let me tell you something. I was looking over there. I did. I was. But I don't like her braids hanging off her ass like that. I don't like her braids hanging off her ass like that. I don't see the purpose.
All right,
baby, listen. I'm just so glad. I really am. That your butt is not that big. I'm just glad. You know, that, I mean, that's just ridiculous. Babe, you know what, babe? Just look at it. That's just ridiculous, ain't it? To have a butt that big. That's just too much.
Okay, Shirley, so you my wife and ass.
Excuse you. Why are you looking over there at that other woman? I'm
Jesus,
right here.
Jesus. She needs Jesus. She needs Jesus.
You better bring the Lord into it.
She needs Jesus. Hot for holla.
Wow.
What?
What did he just speak into?
What did you just say? Hot
for holla. Hot to father. Hard for me not to holla.
Hard for me not to holler.
Yeah.
Hard to father.
Hard for me not to holler.
Hard to father. Hard for me not to holler.
Yeah.
All right, come on, Steve. We got to shut this one down.
Okay. Here it is.
Lies men tell when they're caught looking at another woman.
You know what? That is the cutest dog I have ever seen in my life.
It's a dog over there?
I've never seen a dog that cute with a wolf.
All right, great job as usual, guys. Time to switch gears. Up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I don't know my husband at all. Wait till you hear this. We'll get into it in just a little bit. But right now, yeah, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff? More stupid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me jump on in here and put a little sprinkle, a little stupid on in here for you. Shirley, this one right here is called Christmas Lights Expiration. Christmas lights. And black people, listen, it's time to take them down right now. Ain't Christmas over with, caller? Ain't it over?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
So
take them damn lights down. Okay. Frosty the Snowman ought to be thawed. He ought to be thawed out by now. They take these people down. Jesus, don't make no sense. Christmas lights expiration. Christmas lights expiration. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach James.
Yeah?
Hey, James, how you doing? This is Greg. I'm one of your neighbors. I live a few streets over from you. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. What's up?
Just want to make sure I got the right person. You at Chick North Willow Bend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you calling me, man? What's up?
I live on Shadow Bend, man. My name is Greg, and I wanted to reach out to you. We seem to have a bit of a problem, man. You still have your Christmas lights up on the house. And what's going on? You know, some of the neighbors have had a conversation. When are you gonna take these down?
Man, we go through this every year, and it ain't no problem, man. The lights are gonna stay up.
Hold on. What do you mean they're going to stay up?
Did I stutter? I said the lights are going to stay up, you know.
Hold on, bro. Christmas is over. The lights ain't finna stay up, okay?
I'm trying to call
you nicely and tell you that the lights need to come down. You know, why do you have your lights up after Christmas? Santa Claus, the whole Christmas thing is over.
Wait a minute, man. What's your name again? Greg who?
My name is Greg, and I live on Shadow Bend. I live four streets over from you.
I don't give a f*** about where you live, man. You know, how'd you get my number?
I got your number from the HOA. You know, the president of HOA. Alan, the one, gave me your number. That's neither here nor there. The big issue is these Christmas lights have got to come down.
You sound like a joke, man. You sound like a guy. You're going to take my Christmas light. You know, I keep those lights up. You know why I keep those lights up?
I'm listening.
My mama loves those lights. She keeps the lights up a little bit longer than usual, but we don't give a f*** about that as long as she's happy. So,
let me say that. I'm hearing you with your mama. I understand that. You know, you got love for your mom. Cool. But check this out. The whole neighborhood wants your lights down. So I'm going to tell you this right here from neighbor to neighbor. You got till tomorrow evening to take them lights down. If not, I'm going to take them down my damn self.
What time you coming?
Okay. I'll tell you what. I get off at 5. I'll be at your house by 6 to take these damn lights down if you're not.
Hey, I'll be looking for you too, man. You know, we got a big family. I'm going to call my brother. And we're going to meet you. Because you ain't taking down. You understand what I'm saying?
Then
lights are going to stay up, bro.
Okay. Look, I don't care if you and your mama got to take them damn lights down.
Hold up, brother. What you say about my mama?
I said you and your mama can take them lights down, but somebody got to take them down.
Motherfucker, you talking about my mom. We ain't taking down. Where did you say you live?
I'm on Shadow Bend.
You're trying to sign your death sentence. If you come over to my crib and talk about taking down our mother Christmas lights, you, man.
You. If I come over there and you and your mama ain't on the ladder trying to get them lights off that house, then I'm taking them down.
Hey, man, you talking about my mama taking down the light. I've got a baseball bat for your mother, and everybody at the HOA, everybody at that club you in or whatever, the HOA or whatever, I'm you up, mother. I'm you up.
Okay, well, if you me up, you're gonna have to tie me up too. He's the one told us you had the lights on the house and hadn't taken them down. Tommy the one. Cool.
Tommy and you. Can you get over here right now?
I come through there. Me and Tommy both will come through there if that's what you want.
Come on, mother. You silly.
Okay, so can I say something else?
So what, mother?
Can I say one more thing to you?
Man, you ain't got to say shit else. You say that when you get over here. You talking about my mama, man.
Okay, hey, calm down, dude. Calm down, okay?
Calm down about what,
okay. Can I say something else? Can I say one more thing? Just one more thing.
What?
All I'm going to say is this nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Did you say? Oh, you got to be kidding me, man. This is f***ed up. Man. You got
James, you all right, man?
No, man, I ain't all right, man. What? You got my blood pressure up. What?
Hey, listen.
Wow.
Listen, hey, James, you got some neighbors, Russell and Shanice. Russell and Shanice, they are the ones that got me to prank call you, man.
Ain't that a They ain't gonna get no Christmas present for me next year. You that's for sure. That's some bullshit, man. Wow.
Oh, you was heated, boy.
Oh, man.
You was heated, man. One thing I do know about you, Jane, you love your mama, don't you?
I love her to death, man. You had to take it there. That shit ain't right, man.
Oh, man. You got to let me know, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land. Let me hear it.
Oh, God. The Steve Harvey f***ing morning show, man.
What, man?
The Steve Harvey what morning show?
Blanking morning show.
Man.
I love James.
James.
Tell me. Yeah, you and your mama on that ladder. Y'all need to get these damn lights down. That's all I'm saying.
But everybody coming over finna get some of this baseball bat, though.
Hey, man, you just signed your blankety death certificate.
He was heated.
James had me worried for you.
Man. Yeah, he had me a little worried.
Yeah.
He had a little whimper in his voice when he said mama, I heard.
Oh, dog. Yeah. When a man's voice start cracking, you got a problem.
Yeah. What's going to happen, Steve?
Well, see, now you dealing with the inside of him. You finna fight what's on the inside of him. You ain't just so now he gonna draw on some stuff that you ain't ready. It's ugly, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, it's ugly. When a dude get to whimpering
about his mama.
But still wanna fight though? He ain't getting in the car crying. He getting out the car crying. You just gonna keep on talking?
But nobody's ever explained it that way. You're dealing with the inside of a man.
No, you messing with the part that you don't get to see. So it's instantly it's gonna be more.
That's deep.
It's gonna be more. It's ugly, man.
Well,
you gotta be real careful when you. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject, I don't know my husband at all. We'll get right into it. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free.
ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I don't know my husband at all. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am an older married woman, and this is my second marriage. When I met my husband, he was extremely handsome and generous. We connected spiritually, and he joined my church. We didn't court for long, and he said he knew I was his soulmate the minute we met. I knew things could be going too fast because I'm his third wife, but I felt the same connection to him, so I agreed to marry him. Only five people came to our wedding, and they were all my family. None of his children or family members came. My two daughters thought we were rushing into this since I had only known him for 8 months, and I told him how they felt, and he snapped back and said, my grown daughters need to stay out of our business. On our wedding night, we had sex, and it was just okay, so I figured it would get better with time. It has not, because we haven't had sex since we got married 3 months ago. He does not go to church anymore, and on Sunday mornings, he goes to the casino with his brother. When I asked him about wasting money, he said he has extra money because my house is paid for and all he has to pay is utilities, so it's not a waste of money. I asked him why we don't have sex, and he said it's not a woman's place to do the chasing, so I need to be patient and let him come on to me. If I ask him anything, I get that kind of response, and his mouth is so reckless that I go for days without talking to him. My daughters do not like him and think I should get my marriage annulled. I am not ready to give up on him. On the bright side, he cooks dinner every day and he keeps the house clean. We live as roommates, not as husband and wife. What has happened to the man I married? Well, this is him. This is who you married. This is who you married. You just weren't with him long enough to get to know him to find out this other part. I know this is not what you signed up for. You say you're not ready to give up on him, but what are you waiting on? You say he talks to you crazy. He goes to the casino on Sunday, loses money. After only 3 months, he's already given up on you and the marriage. You get no sex. You're right. And you don't know your husband at all because you never met him. The guy you met was a representative who, you know, the generous one, going to church with you. You all connected spiritually and all that. The one who had sex with you one time, and that was on your wedding night, you say. that was all in the beginning. But and he was definitely not your soulmate. Okay, do you think though maybe you guys moved too fast? Because I think that you were concerned that this was your second marriage. This is his third marriage. I think you guys moved too fast. I'm sure this is not what you want in a husband. Cooking and cleaning, those are great qualities to have. But since that's all he does, it's definitely not enough to sustain a marriage or to stay in a marriage. He's mean to you. He's selfish and controlling, and he has no regard for what you need. It just sounds like he married you, I'm going to say it, because your house was paid for, and all he had to pay were utilities, so he got off scot-free financially. I agree with your daughters who said you should get your marriage annulled. I think you should get out of this sham of a marriage just as quickly as you got in it, because it's going to keep getting worse, and you're not having sex anyway, and he's not the man you thought you knew anyway, so why waste more of your time? Steve?
Very quick letter to me. Mm-hmm. You're an older woman. It's your second marriage. You met your husband. He was extremely extremely handsome and generous. Well, you said he was extremely handsome and generous.
Was.
So something happened. Now his ugly ass got
him. He's ugly now, Steve.
Yeah. He was extremely handsome. Y'all connected spiritually, and he joined your church. Y'all, we didn't court long because he said he knew I was his soulmate the moment we met. I knew things was going too fast because I'm his third wife, but I felt the same connection to him, so I agreed to marry him. Really? Okay, well, check this out. Only 5 people came to our wedding, and they were all my family. None of his children or family members came. That's because they knew. Here we go again. He ain't worth a damn nowhere. So here we go again. Okay, so now that's the end of that. You done got this wedding. 5 people came, all of them your family. Then your 2 daughters thought y'all was rushing into it since you only knew him for 8 months. I told him how they felt. He snapped back and said, your grown daughters need to stay out of our business. Oh, he touchy too. So he fast moving. He ain't handsome no more. And ain't nobody in his family even bother coming to the video, to the wedding. And now he touchy. I don't see nothing good in this letter at all. On our wedding night, we had sex, and it was just okay. What? All right. And then you figured it would get better with time. It has not, because we ain't had sex since we got married 3 months ago. What? And he don't go to church anymore. Well, he just joined the church to make a good showing. Mm-hmm. On Sunday morning, he go to the casino with his brother. When I asked him about wasting money, he said he has extra money because my house is paid for and all he has to do is pay utility. Wow, he played you.
Yeah.
He straight, cold, played you. So he got extra money because his money, y'all's money ain't y'all's money. I'll be
hang on, Steve. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject today, I don't know my husband at all. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, I don't know my husband at all.
Well, you don't, because you rushed into it like your daughters thought you did and like you realized you did. And you said you thought it might be moving fast because this was his third marriage. He used to be handsome. He ain't no more. Ain't but 5 people come to the wedding. They was all your family, his kids, and nobody else showed up. He ain't even tell nobody. Then you've only known him for 8 months. Ain't nobody come to the wedding because they knew he wasn't about nothing. Then you told him that your daughters thought they ran into it too quick. He said they need to mind their own business. He touchy. On your wedding night, y'all had sex. It was just okay. So I figured it would get better with time. It's not, because y'all ain't had sex since we got married 3 months ago. You might not be the only one who thought it was just okay then. I just wanted to throw that out there. But it probably got nothing to do with you, though, looks like to me, ma'am. You just married the wrong guy. He does not go to church anymore. That's because he just joined your church to make it look good. Yeah. On Sunday morning, he goes to the casino with his brother. When I ask him about wasting money, he said he's got extra money because my house is paid for and all he has to do is pay utilities. What? So he made this own arrangement himself.
Yeah.
So in the 8 months where you didn't get to know him, he found out everything he needed to know about you. And one of the things he found out, your house was paid for. So it's not a waste of money. I asked him why we don't have sex, and he said it's not a woman's place to do the chasing. So I need to be patient and let him come on to me. Well, it's been 90 days. When I created the 90-day rule in my book, it wasn't for people who was married. I don't.
Steve.
You know, you can go ahead and have sex. Nah, you do want that. This ain't
okay.
The place for the 90-day rule,
right.
Sir.
Okay, Steve, I got a question.
Okay.
She says, on the bright side,
Yeah, you got it. You got to get to that.
Let me just get to
dinner
that
every day,
right here,
and keeps the house clean.
It's kind of a responsive mouth. His reckless go for days. I talked to my daughters. Don't like him. Think I should get my marriage annulled. Shirley said you should get it annulled. I agree. I'm not ready to give up on him. Well, that's a stupid statement because he done gave up on you.
Yeah,
right.
On the bright side, he cooks dinner every day and he keeps the house clean. So damn what? He cooks dinner every day.
Thank you, Tony.
Ain't like he making plates for you and the people, the homeless people in the neighborhood. He eating. He like cooking, and he like a clean house. Mm-hmm. He don't like sex with you. He don't like going to church. Mm-mm. He don't like talking to you with respect. He don't like your daughters.
He doesn't like his family either.
He don't like his family. His family don't like him. He don't really want to be married. He don't like nobody but the casino and his brother.
Right. Why his brother didn't come to the wedding?
He's on his own brother.
Yeah, he go gambling with. It's just a lot right now, man.
Oh, why'd you tell him your house was paid for?
Mm-hmm. I'm less.
Wow. So
all
you know,
he does is pay utilities, cook, and clean.
He pimping the game. If I was you, I'd get your marriage annulled, like your daughter said.
Yeah.
Get it annulled. It don't even count as a marriage. Mm-hmm. And walk off and put him out. Mm-hmm. And you ain't lost nothing. Ain't nothing lost right now. You ain't ready to give up on him. You should be.
He didn't give up.
I mean, he threw.
Yeah.
He got out, rode all over him. And how you don't see it is beyond me. Yeah. I'm out, lady. You ain't got to take this here. Right. You could do this by yourself. See, you thought you had a soulmate because he said, I knew you was my soulmate the moment you met. This how he treats a soulmate?
Yeah.
I don't want to be that type of soulmate.
Right.
Man, I'll tell you what. Don't call me soulmate. Call me stranger.
Right.
He's mean to her daughters. Talking about her daughter's crazy.
Yeah. Man, this dude is a complete waste of time. Lady, come on about your business.
For real.
Get it annulled.
Because he used to be handsome, remember?
And generous.
Oh, boy, he's so
handsome. So he's stingy and ugly now, Steve.
Yeah, he did just enough to get you. Now,
that's what I'm saying. He caught her.
He just sent that representative.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wow.
And I don't want to apologize to him. Some low-down-ass dudes out here, man. That's why I say, man, you've got to take your time to get to know these people instead of falling in love with their representative. The first 30 days, you're going to get the best him he can be. Mm-hmm. If you just wait, if you'd have waited out, you could have found all this out.
Right.
He was slick.
Just because she's an older woman, you know, sometimes she may have gotten anxious, thinking she wasn't going to find anyone else, you know, charming.
You ain't found nobody.
Right.
So right, because that's what she thought. Find him. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So just let him go. Get that annulment like your daughters say.
Right.
Please get the annulment lady going about your business.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, guys, it is time for Ask Steve. We have a question for you.
Okay, cool.
This is from a 22-year-old, and his name is also Steve, your namesake. He says, "Hi, Mr. Harvey. I work full-time, and I'm currently in school to become a psychiatric mental health nurse. My faith is strong, and I know that with God, anything is possible. So my question to you is, on your path to become an entertainer, did you ever doubt yourself, think your dream was too big, or think about giving up? And how did you strengthen your connection to God and never lose hope that your prayers and hard work would pay off?" That's a great question.
Well,
from
you
Steve.
Know, look, no matter who you are, we're human. And you're going to have moments of doubt because it's so difficult to make a success of yourself. So there's going to be times, man, where you're going to be faced with the, man, did I make the right move? Man, is this working? Man, is it ever, is it going to change? Is it going to get better? I'm, you know, I'm living in that car. I'm going, man, is it going to get better, man? Did I make the right move, man? Should I go back home, man? I mean, you know, you're going to have doubts along the way sometimes. You're going to doubt it. Mm-hmm. Or let me say it to you this way. It's going to be so daunting at times that you're going to be faced with some things that appear to be insurmountable.
Yeah.
But here's what I always had to do. Whenever I got to moments like that, I thought of the ultimate dream that I had for myself and my family. What am I really shooting for? And I think what people have to do is you have to be conscious of the size of your dreams. You have to have dreams so big that not getting your dream is unacceptable. Because the consequence, the alternative to not receiving your dreams is unacceptable. And you've just got to dream so big that your dreams are bigger than whatever problem you're having. So dreaming big is not the problem. Because God is all out there in them big dreams. God is in the make your dream come true business. So I want you to just you have to stay prayerful, man, throughout the journey.
Yeah.
Prayer changes things, and prayer gives you a relationship with your creator that allows you to have the strength that you don't have in your weakest moments, allows you to be your strongest because it connects you closer to him. Your weakness is where he gives you the strength.
Never Amen.
Go ahead.
All right, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Well, Steve, this one's for you. This one's from Derek on Facebook. He writes, I'm finally starting dating again after a divorce and 2 years off. These days, I share custody of my daughter with my wife, and I have my little girl, Kelsey, over every other weekend. The downside is that I made the mistake of introducing the woman I've been seeing to my daughter and have regretted it ever since. Even though she's not a parent and has only known my daughter for less than a month, she somehow got the idea in her head that she has the right to punish and discipline Kelsey when she comes over. It's led to some uncomfortable moments, and it needs to stop. Is this the relationship killer that I think it is? The relationship with my little girl is far more important, and there's a line that's going to be crossed if I don't control it.
It's already crossed.
Yeah, just a deal breaker.
This is bad.
Especially if she don't understand it. You better. And if the mama finds out.
Right.
Kelsey mama.
Dude, Kelsey mama. Man.
This is not good.
Bro, because I'm a little stunned anyway.
What?
You finally started dating after your divorce and waited 2 years. Who do that?
He lied.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that's the truth, bro. Because men, we don't wait 2 years to date. That's not who we are.
Even if you have a little girl to raise or whatever?
Maybe he was concentrating on his baby.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. No. She got to go to sleep, though.
Yeah. What?
Somebody coming over here. Somebody coming over here when baby go to bed. I'll tell you that right now.
It's bedtime.
2 years. We finna move your bedtime up. You finna be on punishment. I'm putting a lock on your damn door.
Now you can't get out.
2 years. Man,
bedtime normally now.
Boy, what?
What you moving it up to? Bedtime was at 9. What you moving it up to?
6:30. We ain't got no more TVs in here, nothing. Your iPad going off. All the internet in this house go off at 5:30.
But Daddy, I'm not sleepy. Why do I?
I didn't ask you was you sleeping. I said go to bed. I don't give a damn what you're doing there.
Daddy, I need some help with my homework, though. I need you.
I don't know nothing about that damn homework. I got somebody coming over here. We can get the F. We can deal with the F.
What, you want me to fail?
2 years.
Are you helping? Do you want me to fail?
Are you helping Derek? He needs your help here, Steve.
What do you want, Sheldon?
He wants to know, is this a relationship killer that he thinks it is?
It's over. Because, yeah.
Okay, so he should dump
her.
She
ended disciplining this baby. And right. Dog, you got to get some permission. You only been around for 1 month.
Right.
And you talking about she going to cross the line. You already know where this going, bro.
Yeah. That little girl she going to say that. That woman whooped her.
Oh, punished her at her daddy's house.
Bro, all y'all going to jail.
Cacao. All right, here's another relationship question from Tracy, Steve. This is from steveharvey.com. It's been over 2 years since I was in a relationship. I have a pretty active social life, meet lots of new people, but I just don't ever seem to meet anyone that I'm particularly attracted to. I'm afraid that I'm going to spend the rest of my life alone. Is there something wrong with me? Should I be doing something different?
Yeah, first of all, why don't you quit putting that in the atmosphere that is something wrong with you?
Okay.
Am I doing something wrong? I'm socially inept. Why don't you stop saying that? It's been 2 years of you saying that. And so you keep attracting the wrong people. Mm-hmm. And you keep claiming that you're socially inept. And so you keep winding up in the same situation. Positive affirmation is the first thing you need to do.
I like that, Steve.
Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better.
All right. Thank you. That was good. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So, Steve, our last break, we were talking, trying to help Tracy, who said, it's been 2 years since she's been in a relationship. She has a pretty active social life. She meets new people, but she doesn't ever meet anyone that she's interested in. And she's asking herself, is there something wrong with her? Should she be doing something different? And you said, don't put that out in the atmosphere first.
But is there something wrong with her? I think only she can answer that question. But now the mistake a lot of women do is they listen to other people talking about, girl, you too picky and all this here. And there's no such thing as being too picky unless you're underqualified for the things that a man has to be qualified for. See, if you're looking for a man that's all that, then I hate to tell you this, ladies, but you need to be all that too.
Right.
That's a huge part of it. And a lot of times you go in here and you dump all this on this man, but then the man wants something dumped on him too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to be what you're looking for, what do you think a man who has all that is looking for? Y'all think we just out here because you got some lashes on. That's what you think. If you watch the African Famous and Rich, you seen that show?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I don't know how they open their eyes with them lashes on that show.
Heavy lids.
Man, when your eyelashes touch your eyebrows, we didn't went too damn far now.
Coming up in 33 minutes. Thank you, Steve. 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather, guys. Would you rather have your areola pierced Okay.
Areola.
Or, yeah, your areola pierced. Or would you rather have a tattoo inside your lip? Which one you think would be more painful?
What is it?
Oh, the lip. Your auratora. Is that it's on your nipple?
It's not an auratory.
Tattoo. Yeah, any idea how long that'll take? No, no. You know how much ink?
Oh, yeah.
They gonna use.
You know how much ink we gonna have to use?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you know how much we can put on here? I'll be all week.
You get your chest pierced off?
No, I can put Psalms, 23rd Psalms on my lip.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk.
The whole thing.
In the shadow of death.
Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy
all of me. You know how much lip that is?
Dog, you know how much lip I got? And if I pull it down, boy, let me tell you something.
Okay, so definitely your areola will be pierced. All right.
I was a little boy. This is how I knew I had big lips. I was a little boy. You know how you hang your head out the car when it's driving sometimes? And it normally just take y'all's breath away. I almost got smothered because my lips went back up over my nose. And I almost got smothered like that.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I can see it.
All right. Would you rather have your wife ignore you for 3 days? Or would you rather have your wife, you and your wife, argue for 3 days?
Ignore me. How much peace and quiet.
Any man would say ignore me.
But you guys don't like the silent treatment either.
Ignore me.
You just prefer it over arguing.
Yeah, both of them pain.
And extend that three for me, please.
You'll take 6 days $500.
All right. Would you rather take cold showers every day or warm bubble baths just twice a week?
Warm bubble baths twice a week.
Yeah, B.
You little funky self. Oh, you're something else. I mean, you little.
Yeah, well, you always talk about how clean you're. You go on in there and take that cold shower if you want.
I'm going to take them. I'm going to take them cold showers.
Well, one thing about me, there's nobody. Nobody ever says Steve Harvey stank.
If you get down to these 2 days, you're going to stink.
I bet I won't. Well, whatever. It'll be a first.
I'm watching you.
It'll be a first, but I'm not going to be in that cold shower because how long you think I can do this here?
They say cold showers are good for you, though.
For who?
Yeah, I heard that.
That's what I heard. Yeah, it's good for inflammation, for all of that. Mm-hmm. All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather.
For who?
When we come back, it's our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Here we are, last break of the day. Last break of the day with just one more thing. Steve, I'm glad, for one, I think we all are, that your closing remarks are back.
I know I am.
Yeah, they're always inspirational. You always motivate us to do something.
Really, I was just... I don't want to sound, you know, but anyway... What I was just asking God, what could I do more? What could I do? And it was just put on my heart to share more. you know, start, take some moment out at the beginning and the close of the show and just try to encourage more people. You know, I've learned so much over the years. You know, I've had a tough go of it, as many of you have. Mine ain't, my story ain't no more richer or deeper than nobody else's. So I just try to share the information that I've actually learned, because I've learned a lot. And one of the things that I've learned is about when to start. You know, whenever you come up with an idea or a thought or a move you want to make, or something comes from your imagination, the thing that I find that stops people oftentimes is, when do I start? Now, here's the thing with starting. What people do is they delay the start by overthinking it. And if you overthink something, guess what will eventually, and you over-explain it to other people, eventually the how it won't work is going to come up. So you have this fabulous idea that you've thought of, right? And then you share it with some people and you say, man, I'm gonna go do this. And you start talking it over and you start thinking it through and you share it with more people. The more people you share it with, and the more people you, and the more you think it through, you know what you keep coming up with? The mishaps, the things that can go wrong. And you end up delaying the start. The other thing that happens is people try to line all they ducks up in a row before they start, so they can just go on and start knocking them down. That's a mistake, because that almost never ever happens. I have yet to see any deal I've ever done, any project I've started, go just the way I thought it was gonna go. I have never seen that. I have yet to close a deal that just went smoothly. No wrinkles, no bumps, no nothing. I've never seen that. So when you're waiting to start and then the naysayers hit and you're waiting to start to get your ducks lined up in a row, you're delaying the process. You know when the best time to start is? Right now. Because right now alleviates procrastination. If you wait on the ducks to get lined up in a row and you listening to the naysayers, procrastination has already set in and taken place. And oftentimes it takes hold. So what I found is, when I come up with the idea, I start the process now. I start the process now. Look, man, you can easily do that. It's simple things. What stops people is you try to figure out all the way through. You have this goal that you got, and you say, okay, I'm going to do this, then if I do that, then if I do that. And then you get stuck because you go, well, what happens after that? Because you've never been in that area before. You've never gone down that road, so the unknown strikes you. And then because you can't figure out what you do when you get to the unknown, you stop. So now you couldn't line up all your ducks in a row, so the process to success is delayed again. Stop doing that to yourself, y'all. Start now. Do it now. What you have to do next will be shown to you. It'll, your first step will lead you to the second step. Now, sometimes on your journey, you make a bad turn. You got to make a U-turn and come back and cross over the other bridge instead of going that way. But until you take one step, you'll never know where the next turn is. If it's a fork in the road, if it's a U-turn, if it's a bend, if it's a valley, if it's a mountain, you got to start today. Stop delaying it, everybody. Whatever it is you want to do, start today. You may be surprised that you can actually get yourself further than you thought you could with nobody else's help. Now, in order to be successful, you're going to need somebody's help. But to start, oftentimes, you just need yourself. Start the process. God will show you the way. He really will. He always has. I say this often to people. God will get you through. For everybody that's listening right now, name one thing that God hasn't gotten you through. And if he hasn't gotten you through it, he's currently pulling you through it right now. And you know how I know? Because you're listening to the radio. How you listening to the radio? It's because he's pulling you through something right now. He's gotten you through all the other stuff.
but he's pulling you through right now. If you start the process, God will pull you through. But you'll never know until you start. Start something great. Don't participate in no mess this year. Stay out of mess. You know what mess is.
Yes, sir.
Mess looks like it ain't right. It don't feel good. It don't sound good. It's mess. Stay out of mess this year. Remove yourself from messy situations so you can move in the right direction. Start this year, man. Make it happen, okay? Start today. That's the best time. Thank y'all for listening. Hope that helps you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that, Steve.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. Take us home.
Hey, talk to God today. Love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.